It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Thursday, July 13th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Much of north and northeast Iowa received some much-needed rainfall yesterday, but rainfall totals varied widely. Based on rainfall totals through noon yesterday, Floyd with the high water mark of 4 3/4 inches of rain falling there. Elsewhere in Floyd County, Nora Springs with 3 inches, Charles City just over 1.5 inches. In Chickasaw County, Fredericksburg and New Hampton each with 1 3/4 inches of rain, with Ionia just over 0.5 inch recorded. In Fayette County, Waucoma with 1.5 inches. In Howard County, Saratoga, 1.5 inches. Riceville, a little over 1 inch of rain. In Mitchell County, St. Ansgar with 3/4 inch. Stacyville, 0.5 inch. And Osage, just under 1 inch. Decorah recording 1 inch of rain. And in Mason City, 2 1/4 inches of rain from yesterday. A Nashua man facing charges he sexually abused 2 minor children has pleaded not guilty to assaulting a firefighter. 39-year-old Ethan Voorhees was arrested last August, accused of sexually abusing 2 victims under the age of 15 between 2018 and 2022. He has pleaded not guilty to 10 counts of sex-related crimes against the victims, and his trial is scheduled for August 22nd in Floyd County District Court. On May 17th, Voorhees was accused of throwing fuel on a Marble Rock firefighter responding to extinguish a grass fire west of Charles City that was actually a controlled burn being conducted by Voorhees. For that alleged incident, he was charged with assault on persons in certain occupations with intent of injury, assault on persons in certain occupations with use or display of a dangerous weapon, possession of an incendiary or explosive device with intent, and reckless use of fire or explosives. This week, Voorhees pleaded not guilty, and his trial on those charges was also set for August 22nd, with Butler County Attorney David Keener assigned as special prosecutor due to a conflict of interest for the Floyd County Attorney's Office. Because the assault arrest violated his pretrial release in the child sex abuse cases, Voorhees is being held in the Floyd County Jail on a $100,000 cash-only bond. An Osage man accused of killing a woman over 2 years ago is getting new legal counsel. 24-year-old Nathan Gilmore is charged with first-degree murder in the death of 29-year-old Angela Bradbury, a Cerro Gordo County woman last seen alive April 6, 2021. Her remains were found in rural Mitchell County later that summer and were confirmed to be Bradbury's in February of 2022. Gilmore has pleaded not guilty, and after he was granted a change of venue, his trial has been moved to Bremer County District Court, scheduled to begin October 16th. Tuesday, attorney Matthew Pinninger of the Mason City Public Defender's Office made his initial court appearance for legal counsel on behalf of Gilmore. Pinninger also made a formal request for mandatory discovery of all evidence gathered in the case against Gilmore, who has been granted a hearing for possible suppression of evidence set for August 7th in Mitchell County District Court. Gilmore remains in the Mitchell County Jail in Osage, held on a $1 million bond. A Chickasaw County woman accused of stealing almost $5,000 from her employer in Cresco has pleaded guilty to a reduced theft charge. Authorities say 47-year-old Julie Vovis of Lawler admitted to taking $100 a week from the Dollar General store in Cresco from November 10, 2022 to January 25th of this year. According to the criminal complaint, store officials noticed the money had come up missing while Vovis was working and deposits had come up short. The Cresco Police Department was asked to investigate, and Vovis was arrested in late January, charged with second-degree theft, a Class D felony. Monday, 2 days before she was scheduled to go to trial in Howard County District Court, Vovis pleaded guilty to third-degree theft and aggravated misdemeanor. She has been sentenced to 2 years of supervised probation. A Charles City man is facing an assault charge after he was accused of hitting his victim with a chair. Charles City Police Department responded to a disturbance in the 700 block of 3rd Street at about 8:30 Tuesday morning. Their investigation led to the arrest of 30-year-old Michael Ferry on a charge of assault causing bodily injury, a serious misdemeanor. According to the criminal complaint, Ferry allegedly threw a chair at a female victim, hitting her in the face and knocking her to the ground. In addition to scratch marks on her face, the woman complained of pain to her right elbow and wrist. Ferry's next court appearance is a preliminary hearing scheduled for July 26th in Floyd County District Court. The push continues for petition signatures to get a $28.5 million bond referendum for upgrades to Charles City High School before voters this November. The funding would be used for improvements to a building that hasn't had any major work done to it since it was built 63 years ago. About a third of the money would add a new performing arts auditorium. During Monday night's school board meeting, Superintendent Dr. Ann Lundquist advised getting petition signatures sooner rather than later.
I think if we can shoot for the end of July as the absolute latest. There are still some language that has to be approved and prepared, and that will allow us to move forward with the referendum informational aspect in August and September and October.
Lundquist said at least 445 verified petition signatures are needed to advance the bond referendum to the ballot, but the school district is pushing for about 500 signatures. She estimated about 250 signatures had been collected as of Monday. Petition forms are available at the Central Services Building and can be downloaded off the school district website, where information is also available on the proposed floor plans, plus supporting documents that explain the tax implications for property owners. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.